that we can see what hope is calls for us.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, on Friday, we had a lot of celebrating at Aquinas College, the inauguration of the 9th president for the college, and the first woman president. So it was quite an auspicious moment for us. Moments, they are in all of our lives. We have special moments that bring memories, and it's sort of like anchors to our lives. Like, you might remember, in some ways, the first date. Or it might be when you got your license to drive. It could be marriage, graduation, births of a child. Pretty powerful moments that we can remember. We also have some moments in our lives that are broken. Alcoholic, an accident that is just changed my life situation, divorce, or a death, maybe the death of a spouse, child, whatever it is. There are a number of moments that are just like they can be showstoppers for us. We're just arrested, and sometimes it can be for just a period of time, but it could also be lifelong. And that's where these lepers are. A lifelong change. Now, none of them were born lepers. They were never born that way, but somehow contracted it, however that is. And they don't know the word contracting because it's sort of like they don't have a germ theory. We do, huh? We know we kind of know germs. So they don't know how it is, and they're afflicted and isolated. Our life is completely changed, and it's stopped. And so here's this Jesus coming along, and they appeal. They know something about him because they called him Master, not knowing what can be done. And then everything changed. He stopped. He didn't just keep going on, or like some people would run when they announced themselves. It could be unclean. That's probably what they first said. But whatever it is, he stops. He stops. And he notices them. It says he saw them. That word saw, it's like, well, of course, it's just, no, he's looking at them. It's a very deliberate thing he's doing. He stopped, he's looking at them, and he cures them. How do we know he's curing them? He told them, go to the priest. This is the thing from Deuteronomy, which says you get certified from the priest if you're cleansed, and you can be reintegrated into the society again. And it says, as they were going, they were cleansed, and one of them realizing he was cleansed, he acknowledged, he realized, my life is changing in front of me right now. And he is full of gratitude. This is unmerited. I mean, there's no way that his life would have changed, really, and so there's no reason that he would think that this could happen. It's unmerited, unexpected, and it's a blessing given to him. No wonder he's coming back. He's just full of this gratitude, and it's way beyond any return of pay. That isn't it. It's never going to be equitable what he can say to this Lord and praising God. But that's, his heart is just full of awe. My first assignment when I was ordained was in an inner city parish in Minneapolis, and a Dominican place. And I remember it was really unique. There were five people on our parish council that were recovering from alcohol and drug addiction. It was a stunning number. I mean, it's like, wow. They were stunning. They were amazing. And I could only find out from listening to their storyline, which was, they had some horrendous stuff that had gone on when they were in the throes of their addiction. Unpummeled addictions. And some tragic things happened in their lives, but they came to realize that they can be saved from that. It's sort of the 12 steps, if you know that. My life is out of control. There is a power greater than me that can do something about this. I give my life over to this power, and it's not like, oh, a little waving magic or something. No, this is something that is not only exterior, but it's deeply interior, that they have to, you know, taking on this power from above. And for each of these five, it was Christ, sacramental life, prayer and meditation, and it conquered the power of their drug. Now, they're still knowing very well, day by day, I have to continue to live this out. That it's just not like whitewashed away and now my life is just kind of innocent, perfect, or whatever it is. No. But it doesn't have power over me. There is a grace that works, and they were such giving people because there was a gratitude in their life that they were now living in sobriety. Like the leper, realizing how unmerited, and perhaps at the beginning of their sobriety, totally unexpected that they could ever live this out. And now they live in a gratitude. You'd say, well, gee, I'd want to be so I don't even have to worry about it. And it's like, I don't know. I'm not worrying about it, but it's day by day, moment by moment, but the grace is sufficient for me. And that's where I have great gratitude. Talk about teaching what it's like to have Christ intercede in your life, huh? But it's happening to you and me too. Maybe in different kinds of dramatic ways. But that's what forgiveness is about, ultimately forgiveness. So having been forgiven, so that the line is drawn, there's no longer the kind of an onus. There's no, I don't have a debt to pay because you've let the debt go. That's true forgiveness. That's the Christian experience of it. And of course, as I would say, for all of us that go to confession, we have to forgive ourselves like that. Or we don't get out from underneath those kinds of sin or debt if we don't forgive ourselves. And how do we do that? It's called grace. It's when we realize Jesus stopped in the middle of his track, wherever that was, stopped, noticed us, saw us, and cures. Are you sure he does? I'll bring out my five addicts that are in sobriety, and they'll tell you yes, and the testimony of their life is so strong. And there are plenty of others among us that could testify to it. Let us be the ones to testify in our life that kind of noticing us and healing us that the Lord desires. Because at the end, he says, your faith has saved you. And what he means about that is that you have seen me. You have stopped to notice and say, see me and accept me. That's what faith is, accepting God, who offers us life, that we are not stuck in a destiny that is, you know, limiting, but rather calling us to life. Now, we, like the alcoholics who are in sobriety, they will have that kind of issue all their life, and yet they are the conquerors of it. And the same thing happens with leprosy in some ways. The story that came to my mind today was St. Francis of Assisi, whose feast we just celebrated, what, October 4th, just this past week. Because Francis, one of the first moments when he realizes and accepts Christ is when he sees this leper, which he has been afraid of for years, and he comes up and he embraces the leper. If for the leper, it certainly would have been a shocking novelty. I mean, again, nobody touches you because it's kind of like, I am whatever. So for the leper, it's a shocking novelty. And for Francis, it was like, this is okay. It is absolutely okay. And this is one of Christ's children. And so we belong together. And Francis, for the rest of his life, served lepers. And so did his first followers. I'm saying a lot about Francis. That's pretty good for a Dominican, I'd say. But that's because he's Father Francis as well. And so he shows us as well. You know, we always, or oftentimes, we're looking for the physical things, and they're very good in themselves. They're not the only thing. Because Francis, in some ways, offered a salvation for that leper who found himself now in the love of Christ in a new way and hope for his own life. May we, too, come to realize that the Lord has intentionally stopped, noticed you and me, and offer healing. And in that realizing, we will clearly understand the gratitude by which we always will praise God.